This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver no longer requires masks inside most public spaces as of today. However, mandates are still in effect for schools and childcare facilities. Businesses and organizations have the option to require masks. Adams and Arapahoe counties will end mandates tomorrow. Aurora police officer and union leader Douglas Wilkinson has been fired for calling the department's diversity efforts sexist and racist. Police brass say his email to officers violated Aurora's anti-harassment policy. A bill to protect access to gas stoves and furnaces has failed in committee. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The legislation comes in response to communities like Denver and Erie passing rules requiring all electric homes in some cases. The strategy is meant to reduce climate warming emissions. Republican Dan Woog represents Weld County and sponsored the legislation.
I want to help Coloradans with lowering energy costs. And this is just one thing that I think could help people just take a little bit of the load off.
Environmental groups responded, saying their studies have found it's actually cheaper to build and heat homes without natural gas. Democrats defeated the legislation on a party-line vote. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Today is Colorado Missing Persons Day. More than 1,000 Coloradans have been reported missing for more than 6 months. Their names are now posted on the Colorado Bureau of Investigation website, and there's a prayer vigil at the Capitol. Single digits in the mountains tonight, down to 10 degrees on the western slope, 15 degrees for Denver. This is CPR News.